Welcome to the Mormon Channel and the series We Will Stand. We want you to know that we have been discussing during the last segment the new curriculum and how the new curriculum prepares a young woman to be converted and to stand as a witness of God at all times and in all things and in all places. And now we would like to discuss how important it is to be spiritually prepared for each and every class, and how to study the doctrine, how important the doctrine is. Before we step into that and into the questions we have, I would like to briefly introduce those who are here in the room with us. Sister Lisa Burnson, who is a young women's president, and Sister Hannah Piper. Hannah, how are you feeling about the new curriculum?
I'm really excited. I can't wait to dig in and see what else I can learn and strengthen my testimony.
Great. Would you please, each of you that are sitting here as members of the Young Women's General Board and members of the Curriculum Committee, please just give us your name. I'm Sister Karen Ashton, and I am a member of the Young Women's General Board and the Curriculum Committee.
And I'm Sister Carol McConkie.
I'm Susan Jones.
Sister Trudy Beck.
We are thrilled to be here all together. Now, Hannah, we put you on the hot seat the last time, and we're going to do it again. What's the first question you have about being spiritually prepared for your classroom?
I understand as we have this new curriculum, we as girls need to be more committed and are involved more. So I was just wondering if we are supposed to study the lessons plans before we come to class the next week.
Okay, Sister Jones, how would you like to answer that?
I would love to. Hannah, that's a great question. You are a young woman at a very historic time. And with this new curriculum, you're going to be given the opportunity to grow spiritually and to have your testimony strengthened and become converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ like never before. This is going to require you to invest in your own learning. That's brand new. Mm-hmm. And more is required of a young woman today than has ever been required before. And there are two ways that you need to invest in that learning, two ways that you'll prepare. The first is to prepare personally to learn. Your young woman leader will invite you at the end of your class time to read a conference talk, maybe watch a video, perhaps read some scripture that applies to the lesson that will happen the next week. That is going to help you to start thinking about and pondering maybe some questions you have or maybe some thoughts or ideas that come to your mind. I would like to suggest that you maybe write down some questions you have about that doctrine or principle. The second way, you need to prepare spiritually to learn. You've heard of the 100% challenge. Pray every morning and every night. Read the Book of Mormon for at least 5 minutes a day. Smile and obey the standards in For the Strength of Youth. These personal, private religious behaviors are going to invite the Holy Ghost into your life. And you will come to class having the Spirit with you. Your mind will be open, and you're going to be ready to feast on the words of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are going to love this, but it's going to require something of you.
I absolutely love what you just said. And I, likewise, as a young women's leader, want to encourage my advisors, my counselors, to spiritually prepare the young woman and want to know the best ways to do that. And also, how would you encourage our leaders to study this curriculum, to study these topics, what so it's not overwhelming for them?
I don't feel like it has to be something new, something additional. I feel like it can be incorporated into what they are already doing. If they are having a daily scripture study, there's no reason why this can't be part of that scripture study. This would be wonderful. Sometimes we think, oh, we're doing this. We categorize things and we put them in a different box, but the Spirit of the Lord will be with us if we are studying. And so I think the opportunity to study these doctrinal concepts in each lesson would be a wonderful scripture study for the leaders or even for the young women. It works that way.
I love that because you mentioned every day, 5 minutes, read from the scriptures. And then the other, if we study 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, that this can be incorporated into our daily study lives. I love that. Thank you.
And for a young woman, I think, oh my goodness, you don't have to add this to your routine for homework. You just look at it and say, tonight I would like to just read this scripture and think about it. I think that would be very, very helpful. And these topics and doctrines have been chosen very carefully because they are so important to us. And I know Sister McConkie has been really involved in the doctrinal content of these lessons. Would you like to talk to us about that kind of doctrinal content?
Well, the responsibility that the young women leaders and the young women themselves have is to learn the doctrine. And the commandment to us is to teach my gospel, the Savior's gospel. And so we want to make sure we are teaching the things that the Savior would be teaching, that we are using his words, and that we are teaching in the way he would teach. And that's why the title of this curriculum is Teaching in the Savior's Way. And the way he teaches is through things that are familiar to us, but it also is teaching these significant doctrines on which everything that Heavenly Father has done for us hinges. And the atonement is central to that. And as we do that, we are part of our Father's plan of happiness. We understand where we are in life and are enabled to make choices as we move along that plan.
You asked a question earlier about your young women counselors and advisors, what they need to do to prepare spiritually to teach this new curriculum. That is a fantastic question, and it's absolutely central to this new curriculum. Your young women counselors and advisors must study for themselves the doctrine in order to be able to teach it. At the beginning of every learning outline, as they're called, you will see a section that is called Prepare Spiritually. There are questions on the left side for you to prayerfully ponder. How does this doctrine apply in my life? How does it apply to the young woman's life? And then on the right side, you will see a list of resources that have been very carefully selected to speak to this doctrine. Scripture, with a particular emphasis on the Book of Mormon, there'll be listed scriptures. There'll be conference talks, especially from the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles, that you have the wonderful opportunity to study and ponder and feast on. There'll be video suggestions that you can watch and you can have your understanding expanded that way. What is so essential to this new curriculum is for young women leaders to be spiritually prepared because they have invested prior to coming to the classroom. Gone are the days that she can thumb through a manual sitting in sacrament meeting and go teach effectively her young women. She must invite the Spirit on way ahead in the week, allowing the Spirit time to work with her, to bring to her mind experiences from her own life, to help her understand the doctrine so she can then be guided by the Spirit as to what her young women need most, what will be most helpful to them, what will be most relevant to them. So the spiritual preparation for your leaders is essential.
So would you suggest that we go through as, for example, I'm the president and I have two advisors. Would you suggest we go through all those topics together, maybe at the beginning of the month, and decide who is going to do the topics? Or would you more suggest that the advisor chooses what she feels like she wants to convey and what she feels like the girls? Would the girls be involved in deciding what topics and what order?
I really think that that's a decision that you will make in your unit, that you will pray for the Lord's help, and you will work together to decide how best to bless the young women in your area. it used to be that we would worry about how we're going to teach, what story we're going to tell, how we're going to finish all the material. And now at the heart of this new curriculum is, how can I help this young woman move towards God? How can I help her follow the Savior? So the whole focus is on her. So how can that happen best? And I think another thing that would be very helpful for you is to, and I know Sister Jones feels it, in fact, everybody does, what blessings will come to the leaders when they are involved in this kind of study and work and planning out? I believe it will bless their families and everything they're associated with. Yes, Sister Beck.
Well, the beauty of this curriculum, I don't think it's ever happened before, but all of the units have come together. It is the family. It is the teachers in Sunday school. It is their seminary teachers. It is all of the leaders in the young woman come together. You talk to the parents. What does your daughter need? What are her needs at this time? You talk to the seminary teacher and say, what are you studying? What do you see could help the young woman the most? So it's a correlation of everyone coming together to benefit the young woman.
And I have to say, I'm in tears right now because the Spirit has testified to me that this is true. And that as a leader, I'm going to continue my conversion process along with the girls. And so I appreciate I love that the whole, just what you all said, that as a leader, I'm to spiritually prepare, and that every unit of the church and the family is all on board with this new curriculum, and that we're all working together. And how exciting, Hannah, I get to learn with you and grow with you as we're sharing with each other. So what other ways can I spiritually prepare?
I love your question, Sister Burnson. You talk about your own conversion being increased, and a critical part of that is, as you study this doctrine, as you learn these principles for yourself, it is critical that you are living those principles. So you will be able to testify of the truthfulness of those gospel principles from your own experience, and that is a powerful kind of teaching. You become a living, breathing object lesson that the gospel works. And young women will zero in on that, and they will want to go and do likewise. They're going to say to themselves, I want that. I want to try that. I want to have that work for me. So the connection, we can't just study it. We've got to live it. We've got to. Conversion, I like this difference. A testimony is what we know. A conversion is what we do with what we know. Here's the act piece. You've got to live the doctrine you studied, and it will bless your young women as they look to you as an example.
And I love that, Sister Jones. It sounds like it's a way of life.
Absolutely.
This is going to become a way of life for me as a leader. I'm going to be thinking about it all through the week, but it's not necessarily the 20 minutes every day sitting down and studying it. I love that.
Thank you so much. The Spirit of the Lord has been with us and has testified to us that this new curriculum will be a blessing in the lives of not only the young women of the church, but all of the young women advisors and leaders will be blessed by this curriculum. I want to end again, as we have with each of these segments, with a quote from Sister Elaine Dalton. The hand of the Lord is in this. He will help all to succeed and meet them where they are. Thank you for being with us today.
You've been listening to We Will Stand on the Mormon Channel from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Remember, you can take us with you anywhere by downloading this program at mormonchannel.org.